Our top story for this half-hour, the United States has applied to continue detaining a tanker carrying Iranian oil, which was seized last month in the Strait of Gibraltar. The Gibraltar government said the U.S. Department of Justice's plea is based on a number of allegations. The government did not specify the allegations. The U.S. move comes just hours before Gibraltar was poised to release the tanker. The U.S. application means that a decision on the fate of Grace One will not be made until later on Thursday. Meanwhile, the captain and three officers of the vessel have reportedly been released. Grace One was seized by British Royal Marines on July 4th on the suspicion of transporting oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Iran has rejected the British seizure as an act of piracy, saying Grace One was not destined for Syria. Let's bring in international lawyer Barry Grossman, who's with us from Bali, to offer us more insight on this story. Mr. Grossman, a big question mark has now been put over the question of the independence of the judicial system in Gibraltar now that the U.S. Department of Justice has applied to keep Grace One in custody. What are your thoughts about how the developments have transpired so far?
I would add to that observation that there has to be also a very big question over the competence of the court presiding over these proceedings. There's really two separate processes in play here. One is a political process, and of course, the United States, like any nation, is entitled through the appropriate diplomatic channels to make representation to their counterparts in the government of Gibraltar, bearing in mind that the chief minister of Gibraltar himself said before today that he could see no reason for continuing to keep the tanker. Bearing in mind that he seemed, at least politically speaking, to be satisfied that there was no violation of European sanctions involved in the plans that Iran had for that tanker. Beside that, of course, there's a legal process, and whatever else might be thought about that, that's a legal process being administered by the appropriate legal authorities in Gibraltar. And now, typically, it's for any party that seeks to intervene in legal proceedings to first establish that they have standing to do so. And I would argue quite strenuously that there's absolutely no basis on which the United States or any branch of the United States government can argue that it has standing to intervene directly in the domestic affairs of Gibraltar. It's highly inappropriate, I would add, that it's also quite inappropriate to adjourn these proceedings in order to accommodate the U.S. application. If the United States was serious about making an argument to the court, they had plenty of time to foreshadow and give notice of their intention to bring this application, and they didn't do so. And like all legal proceedings, given that they didn't do so, given that they didn't provide appropriate notice, they ought not to be given the benefit of the doubt. The bottom line is that this legal proceeding has nothing to do with the United States. If the United States wants to make representations to the Gibraltar government, the United States is free to do so. The United States is not free, however, to intervene without justification and apparently without standing in legal proceedings which are on foot in order to enforce Gibraltar and EU law. One assumes that the basis on which the United States is intervening, of course, has something to do with its own unilateral sanctions that it has ramped up and imposed on Iran, much to the chagrin of the EU and, for that matter, even the UK. Even the United Kingdom has repeatedly said publicly that they do not support the U.S. position in imposing these sanctions on Iran after the United States unilaterally withdrew from the JCPOA. So it's highly irregular. The United States really has no business interfering in these legal proceedings. If the United States wanted to make diplomatic representations, they were free to do so. It would be really quite outrageous if either the UK or, for that matter, Gibraltar gave in to this obvious attempt to bully them into helping the United States steal several billion dollars more of assets from Iran.
Thanks a lot, international lawyer Barry Grossman joining us from Bali.